Hi, and welcome to this very special episode of the Regenerative Education Podcast. My name is Bas van den Berg. I'm the host of this podcast and the acting coordinator of the Mission Zero Center of Expertise at The Hague University of Applied Sciences. In this special episode, you will hear a collection of stories told by students that participated in the very first national talent program, Leadership for the Circular Transition, where together with 10 partners, of which 6 universities, we co-created and co-designed a national talent program to help the next generation of circular leaders. The students reflect on their experience in a collection of short stories, and I'm super excited to share these with you. The LCT program would not have been possible without the support of the Ministry of Infrastructure and Water Management, Het Groene Brein, Leren voor Morgen, and the RVO. Please welcome and enjoy.
Being circular and sustainability for me always felt kind of far away. I mean, these are really big things, but I never really worked with them. We divide our trash at home and I sometimes put my clothing in those textile containers. But besides that, I didn't really knew or did anything about it. It's not that I don't care, because I do, but I just never really thought about it. I'm an honor student at the Business School Hogeschool Rotterdam and I wanted to participate in something big. Then the opportunity for the LCT program came around. It was pretty outside my comfort zone because it was all in English and I actually didn't know, as I said, that much about circularity. I do know the consequences of not being circular because it's all over the news, but I actually rather watch positive things. And to add to that, I don't really know anyone in my surroundings who is busy with the subject, so I don't really talk about it at home or with my friends. So I just didn't know that much. And in this program, some of the students were already really sustainable or they knew so much about it. And I honestly thought, well, maybe I don't fit in. I also think that sustainability has to come from inner motivation, because from my point of view, it always looked like it was so expensive to be circular. And as a student, money isn't flowing around. But in this program, it felt like everyone wanted to do something in the right direction, wherever that might be. We could speak about everything so open and so calm, and literally no one judged each other. And nothing was too dumb or too stupid. It really felt like that, and I'm actually kind of sad that it's now over. I never felt like, well, what I want to say now, that might be stupid, because we had to think outside the box. So there was no wrong and no right. It was just us trying to make a difference. And with all the things we did, like pressure cookings, we had to start and search and then start again. So we worked together so nice. And, well, it actually made me realize that you don't have to be really rich to be circular. You can start just today or tomorrow. And I don't really know how I'm going to continue with circularity. But I do know that this is not the end for me. And I will keep growing to find my way in becoming a leader of circular change.
Hello, I'm Clara Weissenhorn from Germany and currently in my second year at the Amsterdam Fashion Institute. I applied to this program as it seemed like the perfect opportunity to challenge myself during the semester while also developing some key skills that I will need to have when going into the textile industry. Especially as a future fashion professional, I think we have the responsibility to change the current wasteful system for the better. Studying at UMFI, we already constantly talk about sustainability and how we can transform the fashion industry into a circular industry. While this program did not necessarily add to my knowledge about circularity, it definitely pushed my leadership skills forward. Oftentimes, I stepped out of my comfort zone to guide people during projects and share my knowledge. This transcended eventually into my own studies, where I took the lead in my group project we had during this semester. Working on the regional project was probably the most important part for me in this program. This was kicked off by a company visit in early October. There we got to know the brand Circular Dreams and the challenges we as a group had to overcome. We had multiple meetings to discuss ideas as well as develop them further. At the end, we were able to advise the company towards circularity, and due to my pre-existing knowledge about circular textiles, I was able to help a lot with this advice. The system thinking session gave me the most value throughout the program, as it taught me to see complex problems from multiple perspectives. By including key actors and how they are connected, it is easier to identify possible interventions that could solve problems. Because my own studies occupied most of my time, I often came to the point of dropping out of this program. And because I felt like I was not able to learn anything new about circularity, this just added to my doubts. But I stayed and worked harder to continue this program. I've gained many things by doing this. I improved my leadership skills, widened my network on with like-minded people, and worked with a company I was able to share my knowledge with. So I can conclude that even though I wanted to give up, I pushed through for the bigger picture. This also reminds me of the circular transition. Even though it is a slow process, we should always push ourselves further and not give up, as it will bring us many benefits in the future.
When I read about the SAT program, I had doubts to sign up. I never participated in such a challenge because I was always too afraid that I would not be good enough. I was afraid that everyone else would know more about circularity, would have better ideas or more valuable skills to solve complex sustainability challenges. But already during the first meeting, the kickoff in Utrecht, it became clear to me that my doubts were unnecessary. I met lots of new people with different study backgrounds and skill sets that are all interested and motivated to work on complex sustainability challenges. All of us were here to learn. Nobody was judging other people's skills. We are all here to have a positive impact on the planet. I was surprised by how diverse the group of students was. I met people that study human resources, psychology, or chemistry. It was great to work in such multidisciplinary teams, as everyone has different knowledge, perspectives, and values to add. It made clear to me that circularity can play a role everywhere if people are interested and motivated. During the hackathon, the advantages of a multidisciplinary team showed even more. Every one of our team had different skills that were useful to create a great idea to make the textile industry more circular. It helped us to generate a concept in a very short amount of time. Winning the regional hackathon gave me a confidence boost. I realized that it was the right decision to participate in the LCT program, that I am capable of contributing to the circular transition. The whole team was so motivated to create a great pitch for the big final. Everyone contributed with their personal skills to make our idea stronger. It showed me that I don't need to know or do everything by myself. That is why we are working in a multidisciplinary team, to have a diverse skill set. I learned that it's good to trust my team members, as there are tasks that they are certainly better at. At the same time, there are also tasks that I might be better at. Working in a team and making use of the diverse knowledge and skills makes us stronger, more efficient, and capable of tackling any complex sustainability challenge out there. Together, we can contribute to a better future. Through the LCT program, I met so many people that have the willpower to create change, to have a positive impact on the world. This gives me hope for the future that we can achieve a circular economy. There are plenty of like-minded people that want to contribute to the circular transition. I just need to make a step towards them. Now I have more confidence in myself that I can and want to play a part in this circular transition.
So, hello everyone. Since the beginning of my professional life, I was surrounded by a particular group of people, I'd say so. With 18, I started my 3-year apprenticeship in a huge international bank. I then further did a bachelor with a major specification in economics and a minor in banking and finance. So I was constantly with people that are heavily business oriented and often also quite money driven, I'd say. I learned for years to be efficient, to be organized, to be rational. These are, of course, not per se bad attitudes, but I started to think that this is the only correct way to approach issues and problems. And now, even though my master's program is related to sustainability, it is still a management program. So also there, I'm mostly with people that have similar ways of thinking. In the LCT program, it was for the first time where I really started to work in an interdisciplinary setting. I met students from completely different fields of studies, different backgrounds that also approach tasks in a way that I could not really understand at the beginning. This was very confusing for me. And because the diversity did actually slow down the process of creating output as I expected to do, but the longer the program went, the more I realized that on the other hand, the quality increases as well. These long discussions and the disagreements about how to approach challenges helped me to become more aware and see matters from different perspectives. I learned also in my master's program that with sustainability in general, there is not always a right or wrong. Some models and theories are contradictory, or there can be a trade-off between certain goals, for example, the SDG goals. So suddenly my rational, always truth-thinking mind got into trouble because I could not find the only one truth. And how do you approach such complex, interrelated problems? The LCT really provided me with tools to do that. And I definitely became more open-minded, I became more aware and critically. And I also developed new approaches how I face these challenges. And even though it sometimes was tough, it was a very good experience, and I can really recommend it for everyone's personal development.
When I started the LCT program, I didn't really know what I was getting myself into. As my background is in fashion and textiles, I was hoping to venture into new industries and learn about circularity from a different perspective. However, I was wrong. I ended up working on a challenge that was very close to home, bedding textiles. Don't get me wrong, I wasn't disappointed by this, actually quite the opposite. It was exciting to be able to apply some of my existing knowledge into a real-life project. We received a warm welcome by Circular Dreams and Bedding House, learning about the company and their mission towards circularity. We were encouraged to focus on certain challenges that the company was facing, namely changing consumer mindset around the use of secondhand sheets and possible take-back channels, as well as ways to grow and expand the business. At first, it was extremely inspiring, and I was motivated to work on the challenge. As our group got together and worked on our possible solution, I felt detached from the project. From my perspective, it seemed as though the companies were not collaborating effectively and working on real end-of-life solutions, but rather trying to find an easy way to make money by selling old sheets. I felt that they were not genuinely interested in investing in the places that mattered, and we were just being used for marketing advice. I know this was not actually their intention, but it's how I felt. So this did not sit well with me, as I cannot put energy into something that I do not believe in. After speaking with my mentors, I decided that this pathway was not my own and that I must do what I am passionate about. I had to break away from the pressure not only from Circular Dreams, but also from myself to appease the needs of the company. I decided to run with my own vision, my own solution, using my existing design knowledge and expertise. This was a turning point for me, as I was suddenly able to wholly immerse myself into the challenge and finally use the tools provided to me by the LCT program to find a place in the project. I designed new products and created zero waste patterns and breathed new life into old products by making my own natural dyes. In the end, Circular Dreams were blown away with what I made and asked to keep my work to show off to the rest of the company. I feel as though I've learned that for me to be a leader for sustainability and change, I must follow my gut and do what I believe in most. Of course, it is important to challenge myself and address problems from different perspectives. However, I've learned the most by stepping away from what is expected of me and towards my own future. This is what I believe being a leader in sustainability is all about, forging your own path to create the future that you want to see for the next generations to come.
Experience of the LTC can be divided into two parts. The line between those parts is visible, but it's hard to tell when exactly it happened. Those parts, in my opinion, are determined by people involvement. In first few meetings, it was hard to tell why some of the people signed up for such a program and what they actually expected in the context of the workload. And I think anyone can become a circular transition leader if they wish, but sometimes ecology has the stigma of something we say, but we do not really care about, something that you can just check off the list that you did it. Later, with time, some of those people dropped out. And from that moment, the difference of working in an involved team of people who actually prepared themselves for the class, who had their own opinions and views that they voiced, it was amazing. We were able to share in the breakout rooms during the master classes, our experience of the program, the difficulties we faced with our regional teams, and exchange tips on how to fix them. And it was really, really good time of the program. It was amazing, and I felt really understood. I could work with the people I could depend on, and we could actually help each other learn. Another part of the LTC program I really enjoyed was the master classes. The knowledge of professionals was really inspiring, and that was also the thing that I was most excited when I joined the program. I wish we rather had more classes like this than the Notion exercises. And now that I'm almost done with the Notion, I do not think I learned that much from the exercises themselves. Although the links and the materials to watch and listen to were really interesting. In my mind, I was hoping to receive more hands-on experience rather than quite repetitive questions of meaningful plays and such similar exercises. But I also may feel this way because I already did plenty of those exercises for the Mission Impact program. So that may be only my singular opinion. The final hackathon was truly a highlight of the course. We fought bravely, and we even made it out of the regionals. And I will remember that time fondly. We merged with the team of In Holland, and we had a strong team in the means of diverse backgrounds. And I'm really happy I did it. And at the end, I would like to say that I decided to join the LCT in this proud of the moment, but I'm really glad I did so. And I think I'm more confident in like doing stuff that I can do, that I can, as a designer, sign up for the project or whatever. I feel more confident after this half a year than I did before. And I'm thankful for that. Thank you.
This is Katia Nicholas recording my story for the LCT program. The LCT program was certainly a wild ride that was more intense than I expected. Part of me felt stretched quite thin with the overload of information received throughout the sessions, wondering if I could truly produce anything of value within the allocated timeframe. This stemmed from the sentiment that we were jumping from one challenge to the next rather quickly, without much opportunity to deep dive into any of them. In the end, the most completed challenge was Clido Feats, which was presented at the hackathon finals. Surely, this was the challenge I was most proud of, as it felt the most comprehensive, both in strategy and with the support of kick-ass visuals. Winning the regional challenge with this project was also a great boost of confidence for me and my team, and we had fun doing it despite the pressure and time constraint. Perhaps that's the ultimate goal as well, remembering to have fun with it. Ultimately, the biggest constant in this whole experience was our core team. While some of them left along the way, a handful of us stayed connected and engaged in this experience, and I am tremendously grateful for them and for our collective work. It is not easy to maintain connections solely in a digital sphere due to the restrictions, but we managed to rally our strength and work together to make it happen. While many tools and concepts were learned, my biggest takeaway from the LCT program is the network and connections gained through it. Perhaps being a leader for circular transition is also about fostering these connections, and I'm happy to know that we have this experience in common to bring forward in our respective professional domains.
That was it for this special episode of the Regenerative Education Podcast. A massive thank you for all of the participants of the Leadership for the Circular Transition programs and all of the partners involved to make this a great success. Does listening to these stories excite you to participate as a teacher, student, researcher, or someone else? Please do feel free to reach out. So check out the website at leadership-circulartransitions.nl or reach out to me, Bas van den Berg. If you like this episode, please like, share, and subscribe, and see you next time.